भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
इत्थं शरत् प्रावृक्षो
हर्षो
पितु
हरे
विश्वतो
मे
नुशवम् यशो अमलम् संकीर्त्यमानम् मुनिभिः
महात्मभिः
भक्ति प्रवृत्त
आत्मा
रज
समोपः
इत्थं शरत् प्राव ऋषिका ऋतु हरे
हरे
विश्विन्वतो मे नुसवं यशोमलम् संकीर्त्यमानं
मुनिभिर्महात्मभिः
भक्तिः प्रवृत्तात्मरजस्तमोपः इत्थं शरत् प्रा ऋषिका ऋतु हरे विशिन्वतो मेनु सवं यशोमलम् संकीर्त्यमानं
मुनिभिर्महात्मभिः
भक्तिः प्रवृत्तात्मरजस्तमोपः इत्थं शरत् प्रावृषिका ऋतु हरे विश्विन्वतो मे नुसवं यशोमलम् संकीर्त्यमानं
मुनिभिर्महात्मभिः
भक्तिः प्रवृत्तात्मरजस्तमोपः इत्थं शरत् आतम् प्रावृषिको रेनी सीजन् ऋतु टू सीजन्स् हरे आफ् द लोर्ड् विश्विन्वतः कण्टिन्युस्लि हियरिङ्ग् मे मै सेल्फ् अनुसवम् कान्स्टन्ट्लि यशः अमलम् अनअडल्टरेटेड् ग्लोरीस् संकीर्त्यमानम् चेण्टेड् बै मुनिभिः द ग्रेट् सेजस् महात्मभिः ग्रेट् सोल्स् भक्तिः डिवोशनल् सर्विस् Pravitta began to flow. Atma, living being. Rajaha, mode of passion. Tamaha, the mode of ignorance. Apaha, vanishing. Translation. Thus, during two seasons, the rainy season and autumn, I had the opportunity to hear these great-souled sages constantly chant the unadulterated glories of the Lord Hari. As my devotional service began, the coverings of the modes of passion and ignorance vanished.
संकीर्तमानं मुनिभिः महात्मभिः भक्ति प्रवृत्त्या आत्मरजस्तमोपः आत्मरजस्तमोपः दिस् इज ए परफेक्शन ऑफ लाइफ we are now covered by the Mosa material nature. Trigunamai, Trigunas, Satta Rajas Tama. So, Mukti means to get out of this entanglement of three gunas. That is called Mukti. We are suffering different modes of material nature. We have several times explained Karanam Gunasanga Asya Sadasad Goni Janmas. There are different types of bodies. Species point of view, there are 8,400,000 forms. And they are due to this material modes of nature. As several times explained, there are three modes of material nature. And if you mix 3 into 3, it becomes 9, and 9 into 9 is equal to 81. So, within more or less, there are 8,400,000 species of life. So, in order to get out of this limitation of birth and death, we require to be free from the influence of the modes of material nature. That is the perfection of life. So, here, Narad Muni says that during the 4 months in India, there are 6 seasons. There is summer season, there is spring, there is autumn, then there is winter, there is fall. In this way, there are 6 seasons. So, the saintly person in the during the autumn and rainy season, they keep together, they do not move, because saintly person, sannyasis, their business is to move. Gihinam dhina chetasa mahat vichalanam mahat vichalanam. Mahat means Mahatma, great souls. Great soul means not crippled souls. Those who are anxious to meet the great are the Supreme Brahma, or the Supreme Personality of God. Those who are crippled souls, they are entangled with the limited circle of material enjoyment. But Mahatma is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Mahatmanastu man partho devi prakriti masi. Mahatmas are not interested within this material world. They are not under the influence of the external energy. Of course, nowadays, it is sometimes politicians are called Mahatma. But that is not the purpose of Mahatma. Mahatma is not interested with politics or sociology. They are all material things. Or philanthropy. They are interested with the Supreme. Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sattva, they are interested. Especially, Mahatma is he who is interested in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Every Krishna Bhakta, Krishna conscious person, is Mahatma, real man. How it is? Krishna says, महात्मानस्तु मां प्रार्थ दैवी प्रकृति मास्थित भजंती अनन्न मनुषो दैट इज महात्मा. महात्मा डज नॉट मीन दैट इफ यू ड्रेस योर सेल्फ विद अ सर्टन कॉलर क्लॉथ एंड हैव सम बिग हेयर्स एंड बियर्ड्स देन यू बिकम महात्मा. नो, द महात्मा इज ही हू Devi Prakriti Mask. He is not under the influence of this external energy. Devi Prakriti means there are two Prakritis, two natures, internal and external. Internal energy is spiritual energy and external energy is material. So Mahatmas, they are not under material energy. One who is under the material energy, they are entangled with the three gunas. Satogun, Rajogun, Tamogun. The lowest is the Tamogun, and Bhayamidya is the Rajogun, and the topmost goodness is Satogun. So, even in Satoguna, that is also entangled. Rajagun, Tamagun is certainly entangled. But even Rajagun, even one is situated in the Satoguna. Satoguna means perfect Brahma. Satta, Sama, Dama, Titiksa, Ajava, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Asiktam, Brahma, Karma, Sabhava. Even if you become a perfect Brahmana with quality, still it is bondage. And bondage make us in this way that even if you become a Brahmana, you think to yourself, now I have got so much knowledge, Vedic knowledge, I speak truth, sattva, I can control my senses. Satta, Sama, Dhamma, I can control my mind. I have got knowledge. I can tolerate. So, all these qualities, one becomes bound up. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches, Naham Viprana Janarapati, that even, I am not even a Brahmana. I am not a Kshatriya. I am not a Vaishya. I am not a Shudra, he says. This is called Sarvapadi Vininuttam. Even if you become a Brahmana, still that is Upadi, designation. So, although there is bondage in the Satogun, Urdhvam Gacchanti Sattvastha, you can be promoted to the higher planetary system, but that is also bondage. Krishna says, Abrahma Bhavana Lokan Punaravatinaja. If you remain within this material world, even if you are promoted to the highest planetary system, Brahma Loka, Sattva Loka, still you have to accept the material bondage, means Janma Mithu Jarapet. Brahma, he also dies. Although he has got very, very long duration of life, he also dies. The Krishna therefore recommends Jatyana Nivartanti Tadhamam Paramo. If you come to my place, then you are no more under the laws of birth, death, old age and disease. Tattadeham Punarjanmanayati Mameti Kontu. That should be the aim of life. Those there are others who are aspiring to go to the heavenly planet or Satya Loka or Brahma Loka. But Krishna says, Madhyajinopi Janti Ma. Janti Deva Pratadi Manti Dream Janti Pitri Bhuta. Madhyajinopi Janti Ma. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement is that why we should go to the heavenly planet or Brahmaloka or any other material planet. We shall go directly to the abode of Krishna, Goloka Vrindavan. That is the aim of the devotees. So that aim you can fulfill by practicing bhakti yoga. That is mentioned here. Bhakti pravitya atma rajastamo paha. So rajastama, so long one is situated in the modes of passion and ignorance, there is no hope. There is no hope. But when one comes to the platform of satugun, there is little hope of transcending. So bhakti yoga is above satugun. In the satugun, in the modes of goodness, you can become a nice brahman. But simply by becoming a nice brahmana, you are not free from the material bondage. When you become a pure Vaishnava, then you are free from the bondage of the material. And to become Vaishnava, you require this devotion, bhakti. Bhakti. Immediately beginning of bhakti means rajastama upaha. One who is situated, even beginning, he is above the rajastama. He is situated. Last, kamuluva. There is a verse. Nasta praya slavatresu nittanga bhagavata seva. Here the same thing is described that Sankirtamanam munihi mahatmabhi. Sankirtamanam. We have to hear the Sankirtan, not from professional men. That will not be. If you hear Sankirtan from the professional men, who makes Sankirtan as the means of livelihood. Just like people do some business or work to get some money to maintain the life. Similarly, if somebody takes the Sankirtan as the means of livelihood, that will not help you. You can go on hearing Sankirtan from such professional men for millions of years. You still will remain where you are. Not rajastamopaha. You cannot get out of the bondage of. Therefore, you have to hear from Sankirtamanam Munihi Mahatmavi. Mahatma. Mahatma means Mahatmanusumang Prasati Vipati Masita Bhajanti Ananda Manusu. Mahatma means those who are finished this material business. Simply, they are interested in Krishna. And the Kaisalas Thakur are followers, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers. If you hear, just like Narad Muni, in his previous birth, he heard from this Mahatma, great devotees, only for 4 months. It is stated here, the time is Sarat Pradishatapi Ritu. Sarat and Asam, two Ritus, he heard. The association was there. And the result was Vishwinnatame Anusabam Jasu Amala. Krishna's glorification, Amala, without any spot, without any Krishna's glories, that is real Nirgun. Nirgun does not mean to become impersonal. Nirgun means without any material attributes. So, when Krishna's glories are chanted, that is not anything of this material world. Just like Narottam Das Thakur says, Golokero Premodhana Hari Nama Sankirtan. this Srinam Sankirtan. That is not any vibration of this material world. That is spiritual. Kolokero premo. Srinam Sankirtan. Rotina Janmila Kenota. Samsara Davana Re Divanisi Vyasari. Bishaya Bishanale. Vishanale or Davanale, these things are described of this material world. So, the samsara, this material world, is just like breathing fire, Davana, and forest fire. Forest fire means nobody goes to set fire in the forest. It takes automatically. Similarly, we want to live very peacefully in this material world, but that is not possible. There will be fire. And Vishaya Vishanala. Vishaya means things which is required for sense enjoyment. Ahara Nidya Bhayamaitam. So either you say Vishaya Vishanale or Samsara Dhavanale. The matter is the same. Nathandas Thakur says, therefore, Vishaya Vishanale Divanisi Hiyajale Torivare Nakoinu Upar. If you want to get out of this Vishanala, the blazing fire of poison or forest fire, then we have to take shelter of this Harisankirtan. Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtan. Rotina Jonmila Kanota Sangsara Davanale, Sang Visaya Vishanale, Divanisi Diyajale, Torivare Nakoinu Upa. So, in order to get out of this blazing fire of material existence, which is a combination of Rajasthama Sattagon, one has to take to this devotional service, and that can be achieved only by hearing from Munivi Mahatmavi. Those are Munis. Munis means they are silent about material aspects. They are simply interested with spiritual advancement of life. To give up something and to accept something. To give up something is negative. But if you do not accept something positive, this give up something will not stay. Simply to become renounced of the material world will not help. Big sannyasis, they give up this material world, Brahma Sattva Jagan Nitya, but because they did not engage themselves in devotional service, they again come back to this material world for philanthropic work, for altruistic work, for charity, for opening school. So, simply negative will not help us. We have to accept positive. See, if you accept the positive, the negative is automatically resolved. Just like here it is said, bhakti, pravitya. As soon as bhakti is accepted, then Atma Rajasthama Apaha immediately becomes free. Your soul becomes free from the influence of Rajasthama. Rajasthama means lust and desire. Radha Rajasthama Bhava Kamalubha Dayastuji. If you are entangled in Rajasthama, then you will be influenced by lusty desires, kama and lobha. The lusty desires will never be satisfied. You will want more, more, more. That is called greed, lobha. Lusty desires and greediness. You will never be free if you remain in the kama and in the rajasthama. Kato rajasthama bhava kama lobha dayasthati. Chita eti anaridham sita sate prasidam. Here the two modes of nature explain kama and roha, rajasthama. So if you are entangled with rajasthama, then our perpetual desire for luxury, sense enjoyment, and greediness will not stop. It will drag me more and more, more and more, and in time. But because Sattva Prasiddhati, but if we give up these two qualities, the remainder quality means goodness, that Sattva that will get at least peace of mind. Because Sattva Prasiddhati. Even prasanna manasa, when you are in the platform of satisfaction. Now, satogon is like the Brahmin kind of qualification. We are satisfied with anything. A Brahman is not supposed to improve his economic condition. He is not interested. He is simply satisfied by the grace of God. Whatever I have got, that is sufficient. God is supplying everyone. Even birds and bees and cats and dogs. He is giving food to everyone. So Satyagun means to remain satisfied whatever is obtained from God by His free. That's all. They are not after economic development. So Vaishnava means inherently a Brahmana, he should be satisfied. Whatever Krishna has given, that's all. My business is how to make advance in Krishna consciousness. That is the Vaishnava's business. That's simply how to make perfection apply in Krishna consciousness. That is Vaishnava's business. Not for any other economic development, because economic, it is a false idea. That one will be satisfied or be happy simply by economic development. No, that is not possible. Practically, in your country, there is immense economic development that you could not get any happiness. And that is not possible. Happiness will be possible when, first of all, you are situated in the Brahminical position, Satogon. And to come to that Brahminical position, you have to give up the activities of Rajasthamaku. The Rajasthamaku is that illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and death. So if you voluntarily give up and be situated in the Satogo, then you will be happy. Even prasanna manasu. And that happiness can be obtained, as it is stated here, bhakti by devotional service. Bhakti, pravitya, as soon as it begins, for devotional service, dehatma sam prasidati. There are many references. Sabai pungam karo dharma jatu bhakti vadhukhaj. Ohi tukya prasidata. Jino atma sub prasidati. So by bhakti yoga, you'll be happy. And as soon as you become happy, then your Krishna consciousness is very easily advanced. Even prasanna manasu bhagavad bhakti yoga. Even prasanna manasu bhagavad mukta sangasya. Bhagavad tattva vijnana mukta sangasya. In this way, we shall understand Bhagavad Tattva Vijnanam, and that is the perfection of life. So Narada Muni admits that simply by hearing from the realized souls, Munibhi Mahatma, for 4 months during their stay in the Chatur-Masa period, gradually I developed my Krishna consciousness, and then I began devotional service. This is the process. Thank you.